Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Worship, a broadcast of parts of the worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, as it was recorded last Sunday morning and brought to you today to the glory of God. The message this morning is from our pastor, Reverend David Riley, and is titled, The End is Near. It's based on the Old Testament lesson from Zephaniah chapter 1. Visitors are always welcome to join us here at 60 Broad Street each Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, your friends at St. John's invite you to stay tuned as we worship our great and loving God.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in Westfield, Massachusetts. I pray God's blessings upon those individuals who are gathered with us together to worship in person, and also ask that God would bless those who are watching us on our YouTube channel this day. So I now ask you to stand as we begin our worship this morning by singing hymn number 915, Today Your Mercy Calls Us. Remembering our baptism, we make our beginning this day as we do each day, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Zephaniah, beginning with the first chapter. Be silent before the Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day, I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold, those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traitors are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps. I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of tempest, blast, and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the time and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as we hear the words of this morning's Holy Gospel text. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. May the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If you and I see a man on the square in downtown Westfield, Massachusetts, holding a sign that says, The end is near, you and I might think he's a little unstable. He might make us feel uneasy and uncomfortable. But what are you and I to do when we come to church today and we hear in the Old Testament reading that the day of the Lord is near? In the description of this day of wrath by the prophet Zephaniah, there is plenty to distress and trouble us. He speaks of destruction and devastation. He speaks of anguish, wailing. He speaks of darkness, death. What's even more unnerving is that God himself will bring about this punishment. Zephaniah was a prophet during the time of Josiah, king of Judah, from 640 to 609 BC. And he was a contemporary of a more well-known prophet, Jeremiah. Zephaniah began his prophecy by announcing coming judgment on Judah, looking ahead to the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. 3 times, the prophet described the Lord's action as a sweeping away of his creation, as part of his divine judgment. The message culminates in proclamation that the day of the Lord is also the time of the conversion of the nations and the day of redemption and restoration for the remnant of Israel. It's all right there in our Old Testament reading for today. But you know, after all, it is the Old Testament. This day of wrath is described in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord. I'm certainly glad that this Old Testament day of the Lord is just that, the Old Testament. This day will be brutal. Just as the false gods of the nations are silent before all people, so the world is to be silent before the Lord Yahweh, the one true God. The prophet summons the people to fearful and reverential silence as the Lord appears, coming in all judgment. Silence will also reign in the wake of the Lord's impending destruction. The day of the Lord, a central theme in the prophet Zephaniah's book, refers to the time when God will enact his divine judgment upon idolatrous Judah, also known as the Southern Kingdom, and the holy city of Jerusalem. Zephaniah uses the phrase, on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, to refer to that day when Judah, the Southern Kingdom, is sacrificed to satisfy God's wrath because of their sinfulness. God will punish the leaders of Judah. Rank and social status will not save anyone, as well as those who dress as idol worshipers. The Lord will punish those who continue to practice pagan superstitions and corrupt the people with their worship rituals. He will also punish those who commit violence, dishonesty, and trickery. The day of the Lord, with the anguish and the destruction that it brings, will fill Jerusalem with wailing and crying from the fish market at Jerusalem's northern wall to the more affluent western hill section of the city. The hills of the southern kingdom will echo with the sounds of chaos and destruction. As the Lord descends in wrath, a lament is raised from the city. The Lord himself is involved in his judgment. He will search the city, looking to punish those individuals who are complacent, who in their laziness and arrogance think they have nothing to fear from God's judgment and nothing to gain from his mercy. Efforts to secure earthly security and prosperity will be in vain on the day of the Lord's destruction. To those in Judah focusing only on their possessions in this world, the Lord's coming will be unexpected and swift. The Lord will destroy all of their wealth, all of their land, and all of their businesses. In the climax of our Old Testament reading, the prophet Zephaniah expresses the urgency of the situation, but also the extent of God's judgment. The great day of the Lord is near, proclaimed by the bitter cry of even the most battle-hardened warrior. Zephaniah describes in vivid terms the horrors of that day when the Lord will act in fierce wrath at sin and disobedience, causing distress and anguish across the earth. Even his created world is brought to bear as he works his devastation with ominous darkness and storm clouds over the land. The city of Krakow, Poland, has an unusual tradition. In the old city stands a large church with two high towers. From the top of the taller tower, every hour of the day and night, on the hour, a trumpeter blows his horn over the city. He begins to play a low, mournful melody and then suddenly stops short in the middle of a note. The trumpeter plays this strange melody in each of the four directions for the entire city to hear. This tradition goes back to the Middle Ages, when on a very dark night, a watchman was walking along the high fortifications surrounding the city, straining to see into the darkness beyond the walls. He suddenly spotted enemy soldiers creeping forward. In fact, an entire army was approaching. With his trumpet, he sounded the alarm to alert the sleeping citizens. He began to play a low, mournful melody, a warning call. But an enemy soldier drew his bow, took aim, and shot an arrow at the watchman, killing him. The warning call was stopped short in the middle of a note, The alarm had been sounded. The people woke up and moved to defend their city. Ever since that night, even to the present day, a trumpeter has played the watchman's mournful melody over the city to remind the people always to watch and to be prepared, because they never know when the day of destruction may come. Jesus Christ describes his own second coming in similar terms. The light of the Lord's peace is diminished as he descends in war. The shofar or ram's horn sounds the alarm, and the cry of battle resounds against the city's fortifications. No force can oppose him. No tower can stand against him. The sinful people can do nothing to save themselves. The day of the Lord has begun. The final judgment has begun. What part of Zephaniah's prediction makes you cringe the most? Is it the wailing? Is it the goods that are plundered? Is it the houses that will be laid waste? Maybe the ruin or the devastation. Maybe the darkness or the gloom. Just hearing the word punish over and over and over again. The prophet Zephaniah is seeing a coming day when God's Old Testament people, Judah, also known as the Southern Kingdom, will receive the just verdict for their faithlessness. God's wrath will give them exactly what they deserve for their idolatry, complacency, and vanity. This will happen very soon, exactly as the prophet Zephaniah says. The Babylonians will do all this to the city of Jerusalem in 606 B.C., again in 598 B.C., and with finality in 586 B.C. This is God's righteous vengeance on a sinful people. God's Old Testament people, Judah. I don't know about you, but I am so happy that this day of wrath is not our New Testament day of the Lord. Instead, you and I look forward to Jesus Christ's second coming. But wait a minute. Look back a couple of verses before our Old Testament reading. The Lord will sweep away everything from the earth. Yahweh himself performs this sweeping, and it is a sweep of worldwide proportions. His judgment falls not only on Jerusalem and Judah at the hands of the Babylonians, but on all the nations of the earth. This great day of the Lord is a day of wrath and distress against all sin and against all sinners. It is written, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. And they will not escape. But wait a minute. This is not an Old Testament day of the Lord. Those are words written by the Apostle Paul in his first letter to the Thessalonians. And this is very much the way that Jesus Christ described his return in all of his glory as judge in our Holy Gospel text. God's law reveals sin and calls for repentance. Those who are lukewarm or complacent must wake up now. We must not become enemies of Christ. We must not set up gods for ourselves and live for the things of this world, which have already been condemned. Even we who are faithful must repent before the day of the Lord. We are to call upon his name in humility and to seek his righteousness. Jesus Christ's return will be the ultimate fulfillment of the day of the Lord. Our Old Testament text The utter destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians is a very vivid picture of this. Can you and I say that Christ's second coming is the day of God's wrath? Oh yeah, but Jesus Christ changes everything for those believing in Him. In His abundant mercy, God sent His only Son to bear the full weight of human sin as well as its punishment. Jesus Christ came to save and restore not only God's chosen people, but all people. In our midst, He came and walked and lived among us. He preached repentance and the forgiveness of sins. He bore all that punishment as God stretched out His hand against Him. Every bit of God's wrath was poured out on Judah. That was poured out on Judah was also poured out on Judah's offspring, Jesus Christ. Jesus was the sacrifice for us, set apart to suffer death and condemnation in our place. He was swept from the face of the earth into the grave. But from the grave, Jesus came back again to live among us. And now He reigns victorious. And also important, He promised to return. The day of Christ's coming is the day of the Lord's redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ is judge who takes away the judgments against His people. The day of God's wrath against sin is also the day of His salvation through Christ. Dear friends in Christ, what a great day that will be when you and I see before our very eyes the Lord our God, the mighty one who saves. This is cause for joy, for loud singing, and exultation with a full heart. Christ the Lord comes into our very midst. He has swept away our sins. He is victorious over the power of death. His presence among us will leave no room for fear. His presence among us will leave no place for shame. His presence among us will be no cause for misery. His presence among us will mean nothing except joy. And now may the amazing grace, the abundant mercy of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is number 917. Savior, again to Thy dear name we raise.
You've been listening to a broadcast of the worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. If you wish to contact us or would like to learn more about the Christian faith, please call 413-568-1417 or visit us at stjohnswestfield.org. God's blessings to you.